Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Friday, October 12th. What up, everybody, inside the Friday Night Cypher? Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where I can absolutely tell you I am certified, folks. Gone through a pretty vigorous grant writing and resource development training session, and that dude, yo, he's certified tonight. Thank you. What does that mean? Yo, I can write grants. I can actually help to construct 5013 C tax exempt nonprofits. Know how to do it. Yes, I do. And I can save you a whole bunch of money compared to what a lawyer charge you. Or what, you know, somebody else will charge you. I will hook you up. That dude is certified inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, tonight we'll recap the week in entertainment news along with the political landscape. Yo, did you see that debate last night? If you didn't, I'm sure you saw bits and pieces of it today, or you heard about it at least. Yo, go Joe Biden. Yo, everybody. Yo, he's Uncle Joe. Let's just commit to calling him Uncle Joe, give him another 4 years to be that crazy drunk uncle, you know, that everybody loves in the family. Hey, we want your opinion on last night's debate. You know, how did you think Paul Ryan did? How did you think Joe Biden did? We going to talk about it. To participate live, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you got new music, hey, we'll play it. Even if it's whack, we'll play at least once. Hey, hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. This is that new joint called Representing from Luda and Kelly Rose.
I'll be representing.
Represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole their shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you're telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the job. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you. We a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. While you stand.
I'ma spike it, huh? While you say,
keep on your
yeah, all right.
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelical, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose. Why you say?
Tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me,
917-889-3926. Jump on it. Let us know how your week went. If you got some entertainment news you'd like to share that maybe we are up on, hey, hit us up. Become a part of the show. We are going to touch on that debate last night. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with our recap. She's going to kick it off for us. Entertainment national news. Give it up for CeeLo. That's right.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What up? How was your week?
A little rough, but guess what? I made it through. And y'all.
Hey. Never would have made it.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you without you. Yeah. All
right.
I lost it all.
Hey, join us back Monday, 9 p.m. for your Money Monday management tip. What you got for us, Kilo?
So we can help you get your money together in these hard times. Well, look, how about this? Let's start the entertainment news off with my one of my baby daddies, 50 Cent. Oh, you know I love the man. But 50 Cent was spotted wearing Gunplay's MMG chain. How true is that? People are saying that after, you know, the scrap and scuffle at the BET Hip Hop Awards, that...
Oh, wow, that's hood. That's real hood, but that's gangster at the same time.
Right, went missing, right? And so they're saying that they spotted 50 at a bowling alley in D.C. rocking an MMG chain. Was it the place? Who knows? But that was a gangster move, Fifth.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yo, how you gonna steal somebody's stuff and turn around and wear it? Like people don't follow you. Like, people won't see you. And in an age of Facebook and Twitter, you know, you can steal something on Monday, and they gonna see it on Wednesday.
I don't know. That's some high school stuff right there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, in other news, Marsha Ambrosia is not coming out. She is dispelling the rumors that she is a lesbian. Marsha said, "I am not a lesbian," okay? And just because she, you know, brags openly about, you know, how many groupies or whatever she gets, hey, that doesn't make her a lesbian. It just, you know, hey. They just love her.
Yo,
they can't help.
But even if she was, what's the problem? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, the thing is that the internet started buzzing after she released her new video for effing Get Over It. And it featured her about to get her freak on with a lover that she was trying to move on from, which happened to be a woman. So since the video was released on National Coming Out Day, just a random holiday, it was assumed that Marsha was attempting to make a statement about her sexuality.
Got it.
But she shut that down quickly, right? But she posted in regard to that, you know, double standards. Any male artist can openly brag about how many groupies he gets. Can you imagine how many men and women I have come on to me? Listen to my music. I tell it always. I am not a lesbian. I am straight. I will never say I haven't fantasized or had sexually explicit dreams about women before, but that would make her a liar, and she's been called a lot of things, but she's not gonna claim that label. So, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Did you have Have you heard anything in the news? Something that I may have, you know, not.
Oh, man, I just got new music for you. That's what we got that's in the news this week, new music. Got this new joint coming up for you here shortly. Our dude Pusha T, repping VA, the Clips, big up. Yo, we like the Clips, but, yo, the Clips, not even the Clips. Again, Pusha T got this new joint with Kanye. I'm going to drop here for the people in a minute.
Well, I just had one more thing that I wanted to add, and I'll give some more stuff later on. You know, you guys just stay tuned. We're only on for an hour, but
yeah, I want to get on to politics. So I mean, you know, I'm moving this along so we can get on to this political thing.
Well, we will, and here's a good segue: the politics of being a female in the industry. Did you hear about the beef between Nicki and Mariah Carey?
Yeah, I actually even heard some sound bites. You know, where Nicki was really, you know, being Nicki, and I think, you know, she's a little too real. She's a little too real for them people.
Well, you know, the thing that I didn't get was the fact that Mariah Carey was on TV yesterday, you know, talking about how she's beefed up her security because of these threats that Nicki said, you know, that she would shoot her if she had a gun. But then Nick, her husband, was on The View yesterday saying that it was nothing, that it was, you know, people were just making out to be more than, you know, than it actually was. So we'll see, you know, how that plays out. But they're both making, double-digit millions.
Millions.
For being
millions.
On the show. So, right?
Millions. No doubt.
Well, we can talk about Uncle Joe now and that guy, Paul Ryan.
Well, you know what? Let's hold it. Let's hold the discussion about Paul Ryan and Joe Biden, and let's drop this new joint right here. It's called New God Flow. It's Pusha T, Kanye. Tell us what y'all think on the other side of this. It is. Hold up. Before we do that, before we get into New God Flow, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show. What up,
hello, Mom? Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday evening to you all.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, Toya, we got this new joint from Pusha T and Kanye. It's called New God Flow. It's 9:19. We'll be right back. Come on,
everything else, supreme dope dealer. Woo! Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer, a hot temper matched with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff with a hand shine with them. Yeah. Matching Daytona, throw gold on us. Going ham in the beats that done took a toll on us. Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more. Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
That's red,
that body, party that ball.
By three, line them all up and let's just see. Up some yay. I wouldn't stick on that book in with grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My distant luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park, then I won't end. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's a brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown again, yeah. It's a good music golden child. M.A. Dollar Sign, can't nobody hold me down. the Yeezys, jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney Kings. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown all these haters. Rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls and the clothes. Oh man, you sold your soul. Nah man, mad people was running. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That could mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like they're the guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer's too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my experiment. Did Moses not part the water with the cane? Did strippers not make an art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame? And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus change? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, hey, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball.
Get out of the floor. If you get fresh, get out of the floor. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. And all my diggers say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. Who run it this today? Good music. Who run it this today? Good music.
I'm Hyman Radio Live, and it's Friday Night Cypher. That was new music.
That was hard.
From
that was hard.
Kunta T and Kanye called New God Flow. And rightfully so. I love that.
Hard. Hard.
I rhymed that. We win.
Hey, you know what? Toya's here with us all the way live out of Newark, Delaware. CeeLo live from Charlotte. Hey, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta tonight. And because this is our show, we can do what we want. Hey, what are we going to do?
We are going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about politics.
Before we talk about politics, no, we're going to jam it twice. Yo, Pusha T,
right.
Kanye, New God Flow. We'll be back.
Everything else, supreme dope dealer.
Woo!
Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler.
Hey,
I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer. A hot temper, match with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff would have had shine with them.
Yeah.
Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beats and took a toll on us.
Ooh,
since you overdo it, I'ma pour more. Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
By three, line them all up and let's just see. I'm so from Ye. I wouldn't stay on that boogie with Grandma Ye. Woo! They get it shopping at Target. Woo! My shit is luxury ball made. Yeah. I'm ballin', I'm already a Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown hugging? What? What's a circus without your clown hugging? Ah. What's a brick from an out of town hugging? When you flood and you can drown again, yeah. It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball.
I ain't trying to stunt, man, but the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams: Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man. For nothing, bitch, you're working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer's too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my experiment. Did Moses not part the water with the cane? Did strippers not make a art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Damon? Ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus change? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire. Hey, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire. Yeah.
Shake that body, party.
I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. And all my diggers say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. Who run it this your day? Good music. Who run it this your day? Good music.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That's that new God Flow by Pusha T and Kanye. Thanks for joining us on Friday Night Cypher. Well, I think it's an appropriate time to talk about good old Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
Okay. Uncle Joe. Joe Biden did his thing on the debate.
Yes,
I don't care what anybody
this
says.
This is malarkey. This is malarkey.
What? When he started laughing at Paul Ryan, I said, that's it. How you just laugh at somebody in a debate? Like, just laugh
when
at somebody.
When they're lying to your
cards.
Face.
Yeah.
When they
like,
start
just
lying.
Laugh. Yeah, yeah, just laughed at him. And then when
that's
he said,
you
wrote me two letters asking for some stimulus money.
Right.
And
now the stimulus
write,
was a bad deal.
Right, but not he didn't write two letters. CNN said he actually wrote four letters. Now, how stupid does he look? Really? Not two letters before? Wow. Yeah, that was a really, really good debate. And I must say, Paul Ryan, he did an okay job. He just wasn't our boy, Uncle Joe. You know what I mean? Hopefully, Obama will come back with that same type of attitude with his next debate.
Hopefully so. But I think that Joe really is the pit bull of the gang. You know, I mean, there's no – I'm just surprised that he didn't cuss. I'm very proud of him because I know he wanted to. I think he even said crap.
he said stuff. The lady said, what do you mean by stuff? He said, you know, inaccurate. It's malarkey. Where I'm from is called malarkey.
Right. He didn't want to say BS.
But you know what I think Joe, we all can relate to Joe. And you know, if we didn't feel like that ourselves, you know, somebody else we know felt like that. And so we can relate to Joe. And he was being criticized today, you know, for not being able to keep his composure. He was being criticized. And so I understand the criticism. But guess what? He's relatable. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, he kind of, you know, he got us back on track because we lost traction a week before last. So we needed to, you know, we needed to get back.
Right. And then, you know, but a lot of people, first of all, I didn't get to catch the entire thing, right? So I will say and admit that, you know, the internet really did get me caught up today. But I walked in when Paul Ryan was telling a story, and he wanted, I guess he wanted the crowd to respond to him. And he was talking about being there when some baby was born. And then I guess he hit his punchline. Nobody laughed. Nobody did anything. The whole room was silent. So he started laughing himself and kept talking. I don't know if y'all saw that part. But all I could think to myself was, if I'm wondering what the hell is he talking about, I can only imagine how the people that are there feel. There's no way in the world. Paul
no
Ryan
doubt.
Could
no doubt.
Through.
it's crazy to me how Mitt Romney was able to get, you know, points for being aggressive with the president, but they criticized Joe Biden for getting, you know, aggressive with Paul Ryan. It makes no sense to me. Makes no sense at all. But I think Joe Biden definitely did what he was supposed to do. You know, and I think he convinced me why I should, you know, vote for the president to have him in office for another 4 years.
Right. I mean, you also have to keep in mind that, like, for instance, like with the budget cuts that, you know, the Republicans are proposing, or rather that Ryan was speaking on, you know, they're talking about cutting early childhood education, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know how important that is? Because the earlier your child grasps the concept of learning, the better they'll do in life. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but how could you even think to cut those programs when, you know, most of the people who qualify for them are lower income households and not necessarily
services. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about low income households.
Exactly.
What do you mean? He said
that's exactly why he would want to do that. Mm-hmm.
He said it's up to the people on welfare to take care of themselves. He says, get out of here. He's not giving you nothing. He says, go ask your mama to take care of you.
I was working full time. Hell, even when I was in the military, I still made below poverty level monetarily.
And he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about that. He says, shame on you.
They're still getting money like that. They're still getting paid bits and pieces. I'm quite sure that it hasn't changed much.
Well, the difference is this, though. We have to understand this. I mean, we can feel how we want to feel about it. We have to vote and make a difference because he can't relate to what they're saying. He can't relate to how you think, and he can't relate to your feelings because he wasn't raised that way.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And see, the thing is, Mitt Romney started him out with $1 million and, you know, told him what to do with it. You got kids that don't even know how to pay electricity bill, much less ain't nobody giving them no money. I mean, you know,
he seems to think that it's possible for the average person who lives in America to go to school, you know, simply by getting a loan from your parents. He thinks that's sufficient, even though most of us know that our parents can barely pay their mortgage. Our parents, you know, can barely pay their own bills. You know, why would we want to burden our parents even more than they're already burdened?
Well, not only did he say to borrow money to go to school,
Remember, he said this is the perfect time for everyone due to the economy to go out and start their own business, and the best way to do that is borrow money from your parents.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Don't you think if they had money to give me to start a business, they'd have their own? What is this? You don't make much sense.
Right.
A balance going on. I mean, a lot of parents don't even teach the children how to balance their lunch money, much less a checkbook or anything. You know, man, listen, it's not fair. It's ridiculous. And, yes, the only way we can change it is by voting, informing people, educating ourselves by reading, you know, and adding up the facts, not just going off of hearsay or these polls that nobody I know, or I don't think any of you, does anybody know anybody who answered one of these polls?
No,
I always wonder where they get the poll data from. It really makes no sense to me. But the one thing I want to remind people of coming off the vice presidential debate is not so much that the vice president is or should be considered like the wingman to the president. People sometimes forget that that's the person that's going to step in and run the country if something is to happen to the active president. So you have to be very much concerned with their point of view just as much as you're concerned with the presidential candidate's point of view. And that's one thing people really need to remember.
Well, I'll tell you this. The one thing, if you have to pay attention to what's going on and, you know, really get on your P's and Q's because nurturing versus, you know, no nurturing, family versus no family makes a difference. And from what I understand, Paul Ryan lost his parents when he was young. So he was not raised in a nurturing family. His perspective is, you know, dog eat dog. You know, if I was able to do it, you should be able to do it too. And that's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. That's just not realistic, specifically when the playing field is not balanced, right? So, folks, all I'm going to tell you is, the economy won't really turn around fully for another 8 to 10 years. It's getting better, yes, but it's not going to be better overnight. We need to allow the path that's been laid out. Continue to let these people do what they do. Save your money. Stay out of the strip clubs. Don't be like 2 Chainz and Nicki Minaj. We'll be right back. Love them strippers.
Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark in a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty of cash. Tell Shawty call me, she got plenty of ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Okay, first a bag,
bag.
Louis backpack,
pack.
Where's Paris Hilton?
Where?
Where's Cat Stack?
Damn.
A Rambo with this ammunition. My camo comes with true religion. I'm broke. Can't pay attention. Your cue to missing. New edition. Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snow. Work in the pro, I can make it do a rollback. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pitching. All my
different.
All my diamonds glistening. My so loud. They say it's for the birds, so I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping, it might be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah. Yeah,
so when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
2 Chainz, you crazy. My
rep that rich gang. Where's Stunner? Where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist pain. SB, Mac Main. Tail Tiger, looking for this called Black China. Take in the hot flash. Menopause, hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing me, crime scene. Oh, that's how I do it. 50 black trucks gon' follow when I pull up. This hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Oh, hop up out the space car. The space press, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish a would. $100,000 engine. I wish a bitch could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine.
Think these things understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. How wish I could. Like the little engine. That good. Get it. Two Chainz.
Sam Hyman Radio Live. That was Two Chainz and my girl Nicki Minaj with, yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers. I want one for my birthday. No. But new music. You have to hear
that. Except for their birthday. Oh, no.
What? You don't like them strippers?
No. No. Keep all that sweat nastiness up out of my face. No, oh. My brother.
They don't wear glitter no more.
No part to that.
They don't wear glitter no more, Toya.
Y'all are crazy.
And nowadays, you can definitely find anything in the strip club.
Don't want to. I'm not going on that hunt.
Inside the Friday Night Cypher, CeeLo live out of Charlotte. CeeDee is not with us tonight. Toya's with us live out of Newark, Delaware. I had somebody actually email me and ask me, isn't somebody missing? Yeah, but hey, the show goes on, folks. Again, you're inside the Cypher. If you want to talk to us, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, that's one of them songs, like, either like it or you hate it. You know, Nicki added a lot of flavor to that joint right there.
Yeah, I love them strawful.
Hated it.
Hey, that's funny.
Now, I'll say 2 Chainz lyrics are garbage, but you know what? it's very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Hey, if you got new music, hey, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. It is 9:46 in New York City. It's 8:46 in New Orleans, Wody. Hey, we're back Monday, 9 p.m. Join the crew. Oh, man. Got certified this week. Grant writing and resource management. Yo, that's a big deal. Anybody in the country, at least, I can't help you outside of the U.S., but anybody in the country, yo, you got a grant, you trying to jump off, hey, hit me up. Got skills that can write your grants real quick, you know, pristine, almost can guarantee an approval. I know what they want. I know what they want you to say. Learned it from the best this week here in Atlanta. And I'm grateful. 501(c)(3)s, all of that. I got the skills and certified. Let's do it. 917-889-3926. Yes, ma'am.
I need to speak to you about free money.
Hey.
Why, yeah.
Not, government funds, local, state, federal foundations, corporations.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Hey, send us an email here to the show. Coming up, we're going to do a whole week on nothing but grants. I'm going to educate you all who listen to the show. I'm going to pull some stuff together, give you some highlights so we can really make a difference. It's all about helping people, and we can do that through grants and those type of things. If you need some help, hit us up right here, tmhotonradiolive@gmail.com. We're going to pull together some shows and share some real good information. Yeah, I'm excited about that, folks.
I am too, and I would like to let the people know that I'm going to be a little different than TM, because I heard you, TM, when you said you were you weren't going to charge them, you were going to be fair in charging. I, on the other hand, once I learn this, am not going to be fair in charging. I'm going for the big bucks, baby.
What do you say? If I'm helping you get free money, you're going to need to give me money to do so.
What?
Hey, I'm not mad at you. Not mad at all. You are to the Friday Night Cypher, my friends. It's 9:48. You got CeeLo and Toya hanging out with you tonight. Hey, I feel you. It's called business. It's called business.
Yes, it is. But I'll be taking my business to TM. Thank you.
Okay.
and then I'll refer people to you. I don't want to have to pay that much.
Okay. We're going to the hoodies next year, for real.
Let's do it. No, absolutely.
Already.
Hey, Toya will have your Money Monday tip, that management tip, helping you to budget and make the best out of a bad situation on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, hit us back. Well, join us back. And we got like 14 minutes left in the show. We're going to keep the new music flowing. Hang out with us. Hey, this is that new one. It's called Walk on Green. Kurt Cobain's in French Montana. We'll be right back.
I made that money. I bought me a seat. A bad brought a mind to the sea. I got that drink. I mix that lean. Then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green. I walk on green. I pull up to the club just to walk on green. I walk on green. I walk on green. Then I fall in love when you walk on green. Shooting dice with my shoes. I met a girl that's with it. I got phone numbers and pictures, room keys, all up in my pocket, no wallet to shoot. Girl, I walk on green, and if she with me, she with my team. She too turned up, she on my lead, and you can call it PGA because I walk on green. If she moving my feet, jeans all on her clothes. Point guard on my team, she be playing her role. Keep it real OT, she ain't trying to get known. I love a young, that be down to get the dough. I made that money, I bought me a team. A bad ass, brought a mind to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean. Then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. I pull up to the club.
I got perm, drink my cup. I just drink, smoke till I'm gone. Tell them I'll be back next month. I just seen the game and I played it. Most of the time I was faded. I ain't asked if she came with. She just seen the ice and skated. I'm just going ham in that field. I'm just walking on that green. Threw about 20 grand that L. Told her walk up on that green. Talking pop that road cup full, getting big. Started from a dollar, now I'm making M's. Walking on that green. Started with dirty money and walking off clean. Suited, Sam Rouse stink. Suited, gone off the lane. I'll be faded with my homie Kurt. Montana Coke boys always going to work.
I made that money.
TM Hyman Radio Live, the Friday Night Cypher. Only about 10 minutes left this evening. Have you guys heard about coming out of Texas, actually, at the U.S.-Mexico border, where they say that Nelly's tour bus, of course, they were doing a routine border check, and they found large amounts of weed and heroin on the bus, and the person that cop to us said that it was for personal
Uh-oh.
Use of people on the bus. Now, he didn't say Nelly in particular, but large amounts on Nelly's tour bus. What's that about?
That's how they that's how they get from one side of the country so fast. You know, heroin.
Hey. Hey, speaking of Nelly, and I don't want to take us away from whatever you have to share with us. We want to hear it. But speaking of Nelly, Nelly was like hanging out with T.I. a whole lot on his show, which I thought was like
yeah.
odd.
You think?
Know,
well, he popped up a few times last
season
too.
Uncle Nelly, you know, I don't know if you know what the relation is, but I wouldn't have thought that Nelly hung out with T.I. I don't know why, but you know. But big up to both.
They
still get money.
Yeah, he was on there a few times last season too. He was just shown. It seems like more this season, like two episodes back to back, the whole episode.
Right.
No, what I think
is
remember when I don't know, like I've seen a couple of interviews and stuff with Nelly, and as far as his career goes, it seems like he wants to go into acting. So I think it goes back to what we were talking about the other night about you know. Want to do something, you need to surround yourself around people that are doing it, you know, that are going to have your best.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, you know, T.I. is really heavy in the movies, and he's doing that, you know, that show Boss.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, that might be a relatable person. And,
yo, and I like T.I. the family man. I like T.I. the
businessman,
family man, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, for all that he's gone through, the two prison, you know, bouts, I mean, it's made him a better person. And so,
right.
you know, big up to you, T.I.
But the fact that he's so, I love the fact that he's so on hands-on with his kids.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
And that right there is beautiful to me because you get to see hip-hop, because you know that's all they do. You know, a person isn't even a person anymore unless they do hip-hop. They're just a hip-hop artist. And that's all they should be good at, you know. They shouldn't be raising their kids, and they shouldn't be, you know. It's like all these negative connotations going along with hip-hop, but this is a beautiful other side of that to me, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really showing him hands-on with all his children, you know what I'm saying? His wife respects him. His mother is there all the time, you know what I'm saying? So it shows
mm-hmm.
a grounded person, regardless of what type of music he puts out, is showing a whole other side.
No,
right.
Toya, what else you had? What else you had, Toya?
Rumor mill says that there is a white babe that is claiming to be pregnant or impregnated with a Lil Wayne's child. Now, this is coming off a media takeout, mm-hmm. so we don't know how accurate
right,
this is. But I just thought that was funny. I said he's going to have every race he can possibly have as far as kids are concerned.
Okay. He missing an Asian girl, isn't he?
Yeah, he has a child with an Asian girl already.
Oh, okay. I think
he's missing, like, a Puerto Rican, like, Spanish type. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
the rumor out there right now. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, God. Uh-huh. Speaking of a white lady and a baby, how about this? They were showing about 2 days ago, this Nigerian couple who the woman gave birth to a blonde hair, blue eyed baby that was not an albino. And the husband knows that the baby is his by no shadow of a doubt. The baby looks like the man. But the baby has blonde hair and blue eyes, and the parents are dark skinned. And they're saying that this is happening more so in the British nations. So they're seeing
the
it more common now. Yeah. I mean, I might have used the wrong word, but you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, yo, we're going to get this last one in right here. Come right back, and maybe we'll have a few minutes left, a few seconds left. Hey, this is called Swimming Pools. Drake, Kendrick Lamar.
out.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up. Filling up my cup, I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pool.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'm drowning some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor.
Kendrick Lamar, it's called Drink inside your Friday Night Cypher. Hey, it's 9:57, and we're going to get ready to say goodnight to you. Toya hanging out in Newark, Delaware, Hilo, out in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta tonight. Join us back Monday, 9 p.m., for your Money Monday management tip.
Hey, Angels, take us home.
Well, whatever you do, do it well. That's from the madam, CeeLo Boss.
Be blessed.
And I say good night, my friend.
One shot, bang. All right, you run, bang.
One chopper, 100 shots, bang. Hop out, do you, bang. Two chopper, 200 shots, bang. Why you baby? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pool.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.